I'm Eitan Shander with Awesomeo. We have three plays in the NBA for Jock Market Friday night. But first, the home, of course, of where DFS turns into the stock market. Make sure you use our promo code Awesomeo, AWESEMO, and we're going to match your first deposit up to $50. All right, buy low, sell high, all about taking advantage of our fair IPO price, the value that is a free now on Awesomeo. And then, of course, once the game begins, what to do and take advantage of game flow. It's hard to ignore the fact that the Kings and Rockets have the highest total on the board, and it's not quite close. So let's take advantage first with Christian Wood and target this game, one from a more chalky standpoint in Wood and another in De'Aaron Fox, who we'll get to in a second. But I think the majority of the field, especially from the cost, is going to gravitate towards Haliburton. Let's start with Wood here. And we're looking at a guy again who's going to lead the charge for Houston. This team is scoring more points per game as the season is going. Of course, they're giving up a ton, which is great for us in this opportunity because it just means more volume and more opportunity for Wood to get the ball. Does come off that big win on the road against the Spurs. So we're seeing, of course, more consistency. 4-5 of the last six games here, going over 20 points on the floor. In this game, it's just built. The Kings score, much like Houston. They give up a lot of points as well. Just a couple of bad defenses on the floor. And Christian Wood is a really good opportunity to take advantage of this. Look, if this thing starts slow, and it's the same thing that'll apply to De'Aaron Fox, as we will look at our second option here. You know, if this thing starts slow and you have a low first quarter, people may look to bail on this game simply because it doesn't have as much star power and isn't expected really to carry. And it could easily be just a bunch of bad scoring offenses missing a lot of shots. If it gets low after one, even two, if you're tempted to wait that long, you can get both Wood, Fox, even if you wanted to add Haliburton, I'm sure shares at a super low level here. And look, you know, when it comes to just the field, looks like more people will gravitate from a cost standpoint, at least from a fair IPO, what we have on Awesomeo, to Haliburton. So let's look at Fox. Again, a monster performance. He's coming off here as well, just missing 30 at 29, but really consistently putting up a bunch of points against less defenses, if you will, lesser defenses, if you will. So there's a great pathway here for Fox to really be one, if not the second guy involved in leading this charge here. But look, against Houston, they're going to be more rebounding opportunities and really a lot more passing opportunities, especially if Sacramento is down. And look, either one of these teams could be down by 10, 15, 20 points at any point in this game, especially in the first half. So there's going to be a ton of opportunity for both starters, sets of starters, to be out there a lot. And if we've seen anything from Fox, he's been able to maximize minutes. Really two kind of slumpish games. We saw one of them at home against the Cavs. But before that, roasting teams. And it doesn't matter about volume. Guy could go 10 for 40. It doesn't matter here in this case because we know that he's going to get 40 opportunities if he wants against the Houston Rockets in this pacing. So Christian Wood, De'Aaron Fox, kind of a 1-2 punch targeting this Kings Rockets game to start things off here for Jock Market. Our third play to look at is Tobias Harris. The Sixers are getting healthy right now. They've been up and down with injury, COVID as well. Joel Embiid is on an absolute tear, so you know a lot of people are going to get to him first. If Embiid is struggling, missing shots, maybe all of a sudden the value on his share start to drop. But I want to get to Harris first because I sense that he understands, he can sense his own mortality, if you will, on this team, and knowing that his time is short as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers, there's going to be some level of output on the floor that's going to increase. Also with some stress that's off of him to score more, or simply take more shots, if you will. And that in tune is going to take, really, I think, transfer over to some better looks for Harris. We have seen him struggle a little bit to just not taking enough shots. But I think as this team, and this is going to be an opportunity against Boston because that wing and front heavy as they may be, this is going to be a chance here for Tobias Harris to take advantage of some matchups, knowing that he's going to be a key defender involved in trying to slow down Brown and Tatum to a lesser extent, but also trying to get out there and force these guys to work on the defensive end. Doc Rivers is definitely going to ask Tobias Harris to make these guys, whoever it is in front of him, work. And that means Harris get aggressive. Harris takes some shots. So we want to jump on him early in this game before it really tips with that fair IPO price. So Christian Wood, De'Aaron Fox, Tobias Harris. Those are your three here for Jock Market. Again, use our promo code AWESEMO, AWESEMO, and we'll match your first deposit up to $50. I'm Eitan Shander. Have a great weekend.